Hey everybody, guess what? This is J.R. Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast. In this episode of Season 8, alright, Red Pill Season 8 of the Red Pill University Lecture Talk, more of the purple pill. It's kind of like a reddish with a blue in it, make it like a purplish pill. We're going to be talking the things that you need to do to be more effective. Hey, students, remember, grab your notebook. This is your professor, Dr. Beatrice J.R. Bell. Let me tell you something. I want you to listen carefully. You are the most high value prize. Write this down. I am the most high value person there is. No one's more high value than me. Hey, goes out to all my special friends who are furries. Brr. Hey, kitty, 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 kitty. Hey, kitty, 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 kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty. That's a furry. Well, those are cats, but you know, still, furry's a furry. Hey, furry. Brr. Brr. Okay, now we got enough of them. I want to acknowledge them. There's a few others, but I'm going to do that into another podcast. Right now, it's all about the furries and stuff. Yeah, it's just for them. All right, let's dig right in. Listen carefully. All right, a lot of people were wondering, because I had somebody who asked me this question, were wondering, and they were asking me, they were really saying about what does it mean about high value? What does it mean about being a high value person? They said, I don't get the concept. I see these YouTube videos, red pill things, where they say can't make this up about red pills and about being a high effective. Now I'm going to stress something that I want you to understand about something about when it comes to being high value. Now, a lot of high-value men will get a less-value woman. Like, I've seen a video on YouTube, because I do my research, I have to go down that rabbit hole, where I saw this guy, he was high-value, because he talked about the values that he bring, and he got not a high-value woman, but a mid-value woman. Not a high-value, not a low-value, but a mid-value. She was in the middle. Woman. And that's what he got. He got a mid-value woman. She was someone that wasn't his equal, but he loved her enough that he brought her in his world. And so he made a whole YouTube video about him and her and their world. And, you know, and about the values that she brings to him. And about what he was looking for. The qualities he was looking for. That's what he was talking about. The qualities he was looking for. And what value she gave, you know, and things like that. You know, and the values that she brought to the table and what made her special. That's what he said, why he picked her. He said it was no other choice, but because of that reason. You know, and that was the only reason he chose her, was because of those particular values. He said it's the value she brought to the table is why he chose her. He said he didn't choose her because she looked it good. No, it was values and things that he needed from her, and she met those things. He said he had three criterias, and he was talking about it. I had three criterias. He said, one, you gotta know how to cook, you gotta know how to keep a house clean. That's simple. Simple math, simple thing. You gotta know how to cook, because I gotta eat, and you gotta know how to keep the house clean. And that's it. Those two things right there. And he said, the third one is that you just gotta know how to satisfy me in the bedroom when it's time to do that. He said, it's not always, not every day. It's only when it is time to do that in the bedroom. that's when it is necessary for you to produce that, to do that. And that's what he told her. And he said that's how he met his wife. He said, she's my wife, and that's what she, that those are the criteria I required. Now, my wife will sit there and say, well, if that's the case, then I require, and then she said, and she would sit there and say, well, I require certain things too, you know. But in reality, it's just that it's what he required. And the weird thing is, a lot of people will say when it comes to high value, on a high value man, pick a woman. A lot of times, a high value man will pick a woman. That woman will turn out to be sometimes not so much of high value, will be more or less of high maintenance. Sometimes high value and high maintenance sometimes go high in hand in hand. So sometimes they will just pick someone who's of mid value and mid maintenance, because they're looking for a person who's going to be with them for a long time. You know, looking for that longevity. That's the sense of what I'm getting at. Students, they're looking for someone that they're not looking for an equal. They're looking for a partner. Looking for a team player. Okay, and by getting a team player, they're getting someone that can work with them, that'll complete them, that'll help them build their empire. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Allow me to give you an example. Okay. We'll use moi for example. Like me. Now I have high values. Am I a high value person? Yeah, you could say that. You can. But would I say that? No. And I could say that a lot. I could be a high value. You know, I could be, you know. Now, I always say I looked for someone that wasn't, I was looking for, I look for someone that has, that was equal. Because wasn't much of a high value. I was looking for an equal. I was looking for someone who could put up with my shenanigans, my BS, me being an asshole, my sarcasm, my just not doing what you want me to do, but still we get along. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for someone who can just put up with me. And you can put up with me. And then I end up meeting my match. I met someone who, trust me, don't get me wrong, they put up with me, I put up with them, and then we make this equal. Now, I do say this. Now, people say, well, if I'm with this person, it's because of what? And these are the reasons why I'm with this person. It's because of whatever. No, I say this, and I say it with all earnest. The person that I'm with is because I want to be with that person. I'm compatible. I'm with that person because I am it's a compatibility. Yeah. You know, it's called a compatibility. Let me give you an example. Let's say I wake up in the morning. I go to bed with this person. I'm actually happy to be laying next to her. Now, this is something, yes, students, this is something that y'all need to understand. You have to be able to do this. You have to be happy with the person you're laying in bed next to. You got to wake up in the morning and actually be happy that you're laying next to that person. And not wake up and be like, what? Yeah. That's what I mean. You have to be happy with the person you're laying next to. Because that's the only way that's the only way that you're gonna be completed. You know, how are you gonna be completed? Is you have to be with that person that's laying next to you. And that's what I mean. The person laying next to you, you actually gotta be happy that you, like, you lay there, like you get into bed and you can just roll over and put your arm around that person and feel comfortable. Or here's how you know you're comfortable with that person. It's one of the weirdest things, but I'm telling you, you know that she's the one. Allow me to give you an example. I watched a YouTube video of this guy. He was in bed with his girlfriend. He knew that she was the one. They've been together. They vlogged about their life, the whole life. They've been vlogging on YouTube. Well, apparently, she was dead sleep. You could tell this one was not a fake one. You know, like a lot of these videos, you can tell they're staged. When I say they're staged, you can say they are staged. And you can say they are staged. Well, this one, pretty much you can say this one was not staged at all. The reason why I say that is because of what he did. He crawled up, he walked in, set the stuff down, and he climbed up. And when he climbed up the stairs, he's like, I'm going to bed. He says, I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed. He says, I'm going to bed. So he goes, because he was about to prank her. You know, a lot of these videos, they're all about pranking each other, boyfriend and girlfriend pranking each other. So he gets in the bed, and he put a mask on to scare her, and he went to hug her and stuff, and she farted. She never farted. She felt so comfortable. She grabbed him and held him tight, and she said one thing to him that made him go, wow. She goes, I feel safe when you're in bed. I love you. Okay. And she goes, I feel safe when you're in bed and I love you. That's all she said. And then she turns around and she farted. She accidentally farted because he squeezed her and she laid out some gas. Yep, she passed that gas. And she passed that gas. Went down that rabbit hole, and she passed some gas. And do you know that he held it in, even though it stunk. You could tell it stunk. But he held it in by holding her. And after he held her in, he was like, wow. He knew right there that she was the one. He got up. He literally knew she won. The next video, he took her to his favorite restaurant. The restaurant that he took her to when they first got together. He took her to this restaurant when they first got together. The restaurant, and that's where he took her to. They sat there, went there, they went to go eat. And while they were there, he pulled out of his pocket. He didn't have, like, you know how most people do. This one's how you know, student, that she must be of value to him. She turned around. And he went to a grocery store. You can see where he was in the grocery store. He was there putting those quarters in there. And he got a ring out of the vending machine. And he proposed to her with that ring. And told her that I'm going to replace it with something of value. But he said, but for now, you are the most valuable thing there is. No ring doesn't mean anything. Don't get me wrong. Yes, I will get you a ring. But for now, this shall do. And he handed her one of those vending machine rings. Those gumball kind of type rings. Yep. Yeah, one of them bubblegum machine rings. I call them bubblegum machine rings, but it's gumball. It's one of those vending machine rings. He got one of those. She literally looked. And all he said was, he got her that ring. Yep, he got her that ring and she was crying. He had it, he had spray painted it to keep it from fading and everything. I guess he sealed it or whatever, had his friend to help him seal it. And then that was it. He knew that she was the one. Just because, you know, see, like a good example, let me tell you something. This is something you can't make up. You know when you found the one is because certain things you do, you know that you certain things you do, you know that person is the one. It's because of certain things. That's all I'm going to say. There is certain things that you do, you will know that's the one. It's because of what you do and how you do it. Like a good analogy, you know that person's the one is because when you wake up, you feel comfortable around that person. Some people say, well, I feel comfortable around everybody. No. There's a difference. You feel to the point to where when you leave, that person will actually tell you, hey, you didn't say goodbye. Hey, bye. Bye. And you'll be like, okay, bye. I'm going, okay. Or you didn't say hi, or that person. Oh, I said, students, I'm gonna tell you like this, and a good example. Like, this person goes somewhere, and as soon as they come in, the first person they want to tell about their night is you. No one else. Not their girlfriend. I mean, they go out with their friends. Let's say they go out with their girlfriends. Okay. And the first person they want to talk about, first person they want to tell about their night, even though you didn't want to know or you didn't want to hear about their night, is they still want to tell you. Even though you don't want to hear about their night, but they still want to tell you about their night. Even though you are like a good example, even though you were there, part of, let's say you were there part of the night, they still want to tell you about the whole night. You know, they just like to let you know about how their night was. They just want to tell you, well, my night went okay. My night went great. My night was awesome. You know, they want to tell you about what made their night so awesome. And you're like, oh, okay. Or they come in and they ask you, they come in from work and ask you, how was your day at work? You know, when you want to ask them, but they ask you first. Or they cook dinner and then they tell you, hey, I cooked. Come and eat. And you're like, I'm good. And they're so adamant about you eating that they want you to come in there and eat. They're like, you come on, come in here, eat. And you're like, I'm good. And then they wonder what's wrong. Or if you cook, they go, okay. And then they beg you to cook and swear up and down your food tastes better than theirs. But knowing in your mind that you're not a very good cook, but they just want you to cook because they're lazy. You know, do you get what I'm saying, students? Can't make that up. I wish I could. I cannot make that up. I am telling you, students, I cannot make that up. You have to kind of tell you, you have to put yourself in a perspective to where you have to understand that your values, your worth, your whatever you do, means something. That's what I'm saying when I say when some people always look at, now I'm going to tell you like this. Now, if you are, let's give you an example. Let's say you're in Hollywood. You're in Hollywood, or you're in the music industry, the motion pictures, or whatever. You're in somewhere where you're famous, where famous people hang out. Do you know that famous people only date famous people? Let me tell you something. How do I know that? Here's an example. Kim Kardashian West. I'm just kidding. Kim Kardashian. All right. And Kanye West. Kim Kardashian West / Kanye West. Well, you know, the metaphor of them too. You know. Now, Kim Kardashian, she only dates somebody famous. To be honest, she only dates famous people. Why? I don't know on that part, but that's what she dates. She dates anyone and everyone who's only famous. And that's all she dates. The reason why she only dates famous people, because in her circle, she feels like I have to date a famous person because they're famous. They know my schedule. To be honest with you, that is just how they see things. So a famous person can't date a regular person. And like a regular person can't date a famous person. Because a regular person will become something that a famous person doesn't want that person to become. Here's an example. I knew a girl, and you know what she was? She turned out that she was famous. And she met this guy. She thought this guy really loved her. Really liked her and really loved her. He turned out to be not a person. Instead of being a person that she can like, he turned out to be a fan. He was a man fan. Yes, he was a fan. He didn't too much care for her. He was fanning out. Talking about, oh. Then he asked her for something that most famous people do not like. He asked her for an autograph. I was about to give him the cookie. And instead of giving him the cookie, he got nothing. So students, like I said, sometimes you just gotta be you and be who you be and be careful, okay? All right. Hey, everybody, this is J.R. Bell from I Got Your Six Podcast and Red Pill University. Like I said, sometimes a high value person necessarily doesn't mean a person of value. It just means someone that you truly are compatible and that you truly love and that you want to be with, all right? Because I tell you that and I mean that sincerely, all right? I will catch y'all in the next Red Pill University lecture. I'm out.